After traveling some 1,700 miles from its source, the Danube River branches out into a delta in eastern Romania. The region suffered serious ecological damage during the years of communist rule. Now, biologists and engineers are working to restore the basin. NPR's Guy Raz wraps up our series on the Danube River with this report from eastern Romania.
Ornithologist Kish Botan noticed red-breasted geese in the Danube Delta earlier this spring. It's unusual. The geese normally hibernate in Bulgaria and then begin the journey back to Siberia, popping in on the Danube Delta in late May. But this year, they came back way ahead of schedule. Dr. Botan looks out over the Danube Delta. The flocks have returned too early, he says, and he's worried. Botan explains that the delta experienced an unusually warm winter, and it likely threw the birds off track. But at least they're coming. A decade ago, their winter habitat here on the delta was nearly destroyed. Journalist Nicolae Amhulese has been covering the Danube Delta region for 40 years. He's accustomed to getting around on boats. There are no roads for cars inside the delta. In 1985, he got his first chance to go up in a helicopter with Romania's iron-fisted communist leader, Nicolae Ceaușescu.
He surveyed the delta from a helicopter and looked down at what was then unspoiled nature, and he said, "From here we will create 65,000 acres of agricultural land." And the very next day, hundreds of workers came to the region to start draining the fields for the project.
By the time Ceaușescu was overthrown in 1989, his regime had managed to drain 200,000 acres of wetlands.
I witnessed what I can now describe as an atrocity against nature. The lake area here was totally drained. Then they started to bring in heavy machinery to the delta. They uprooted trees and leveled the ground and wiped out entire forests. It was devastating, but we couldn't really say anything at the time.
Back then, if you criticized the government, you'd be put on what Romanians called the deadline. If you were a specialist, you'd be removed from your job or harassed by state authorities and banished from your profession forever. So in 1987, when Amhulese was asked to accompany Ceaușescu on another survey of the delta, he had to take the assignment.
He flew in on helicopter, and I remember we were hovering over the town of Chilia on the Romanian side of the border. Ceaușescu could see a flourishing city on the Soviet side of the border. On our side there was a tiny village. And he said, we shouldn't have less than the Soviets. So the next day, he sent workers to develop the village of the Romanian side. He built factories, apartment buildings, farms, all to accommodate 30,000 people. But the project was never completed, and today in Chilia, you have got hundreds of abandoned buildings.
Ceaușescu also left a legacy of poverty. Horse-drawn carts remain the most common form of transport in Romania. Along this country's stretch of the Danube, empty concrete structures and rotting warehouses line the riverbanks. They're the remnants of Ceaușescu's plan to modernize his country. It was his own tribute to the communist notion that man could triumph over nature. The flow of rivers could be reversed, the power of nature could be harnessed for electricity, wetlands could be drained for agricultural use. This was the state of the Danube Delta in 1990. Virgil Munteanu, the governor of the Delta region, describes what he witnessed back then.
No water, no birds, no fish, of course. Only some fields used for agriculture.
Governor Munteanu, who's also a scientist, agreed to take on the job of restoring the wetlands in the Delta in a World Bank-funded project. It took less than 5 years for Ceaușescu to drain nearly 200,000 acres. But it's already taken 10 years to restore an eighth of that area.
I can tell you that the nature recovered very quick. It was a very quick process where now it's reed bed, birds, colonies, even colonies of birds, fish. It's in fact another natural area.
The ferry leaves once a day from Tulcea to Selina. About 5,000 people live in Selina, Romania's easternmost village, and the place where the Danube River empties into the Black Sea. Even here, an outpost village far away and remote, Ceausescu's influence was felt. At the Church of Saints Alexander and Nicholas, Father Jan Stelian leads a traditional Romanian Orthodox Mass. Construction began on the stone church in 1882, but it wasn't completed until after Ceausescu and the Queen of the Netherlands paid a visit.
Prin anii 78, în schimb, a venit Ceaușescu împreună cu Regina Olandei în Sulina.
In 1978, Ceaușescu and Queen Beatrix of Holland came to Sulina, and by the grace of God, the presidential ship moored here right outside the church. The Queen immediately asked to have a look inside. Ceaușescu's aide told her the church wasn't finished and she couldn't go inside. But she insisted, and when she walked in, she found it in ruins and realized that the government was using the church as a storage depot. Piles of wood and bricks were stacked inside here. She was obviously shocked, so she made a deal on the spot with Ceausescu. She made him promise to restore the church and finish its construction. In return, she would convince her government to forgive part of the debt that Romania owed the Netherlands. Ceausescu agreed and ordered the restoration to start the next day.
Father Stelian likes to point out that the Cathedral of Saints Alexander and Nicholas is the first church in Europe to see the sunrise, and the last one touched by the Danube before it flows into the Black Sea. Journalist Nicolae Amhuleze likes to come here and watch the water churn as the river meets the sea.
De asemenea, este foarte interesant lupta între fluviu și mare. Mereu fiecare vrea să cucerească supremația.
The Danube and the sea are in a perennial fight for supremacy. Which is stronger, which will prevail. And often the river takes its aggression out on the sea. What happens along the river, over those thousands of kilometers, it's resolved here.
Everything that's been deposited into the river from the banks of Vienna or Bratislava or Budapest or Belgrade eventually makes its way here. The delta, with its miles of reed beds, acts as a filter. This part of the delta is home to the largest reed beds in the world. The water that flows down the Danube is cleaned by these reeds. It's the river's final act before it gives way to the sea. And it's here where nature finally gets to triumph over man. Guy Raz, NPR News, in the Danube Delta, Eastern Romania.